Castro's support experiment, AI tooling costs, and the skill atrophy hypothesis. The founder of Castro, a widely respected iOS podcast application, published a postmortem this week titled, "Building Relationships with Customers Through Support Didn't Turn Out as Hoped," scoring 166 points and 104 comments. The honest conclusion: customers who received personal, thoughtful support responses from the founder did not convert to premium subscriptions at meaningfully higher rates than those with impersonal support experiences. The commercial hypothesis that human connection would translate into retention and revenue proved orthogonal to purchase decisions, which were driven by feature utility and competitive positioning instead. The HN response was divided between those who found this dispiriting and those who reframed customer support as a product intelligence function rather than a conversion lever. The detailed conversations reveal what is actually broken and what users are trying to accomplish that the interface does not support. Venture capital analyst Tom Tunguz published "When AI Costs More Than the Engineer," scoring 99 points and 91 comments. Tracking aggregate AI tooling expenditure, API costs, infrastructure, licensing for development teams, and projecting a crossover with fully loaded engineer costs around 2029. HN skeptics pushed back on the framing. The relevant comparison is AI cost against output, not against headcount cost. If tooling costing $100,000 annually doubles the throughput of a $1 million engineering team, the math strongly favors tooling regardless of absolute AI expenditure. Others noted that frontier model API costs have fallen roughly 80% in 18 months, raising the possibility that the cost concern is self-resolving before it becomes a practical constraint. A piece titled "The Private Capture of Public Genius," at 119 points and 68 comments, makes a structural argument about the path from federal grant funding to academic research to patent filing to venture-backed startup, contending that the public bears research risk while private actors capture upside. The discussion engaged seriously with the Bayh-Dole Act framework that enables university technology transfer, with commenters divided over whether current implementation reflects appropriate commercialization or has drifted from the original intent. The story's resonance on a day heavy with AI coverage is direct. A significant fraction of foundational large language model research, attention mechanisms, transformer architecture, key training techniques emerged from academically funded laboratories. The episode's most probing analytical segment posed a question implicit across the day's AI coverage. What if the consensus that AI coding tools are net productivity gains is overstated? The strongest counterargument presented is not that the tools fail on narrow tasks. Controlled studies show they do not, but that productivity gains may be negative for a specific critical population. Early career engineers using AI assistance during the developmental window when struggle and repetition would otherwise build foundational intuition. Engineering managers in the HN community have reportedly described the pattern of junior developers who produce working AI-assisted code but cannot explain it or debug it when it fails in production. For the concern to be well-founded, several conditions would need to hold simultaneously. The struggle-based skill development pathway would need to be essential rather than merely traditional. Current tools would need to be replacing that struggle rather than just accelerating adjacent workflow steps. And companies would need to be failing to compensate with deliberate practice structures. Some organizations are reportedly already building AI-aware onboarding programs that require junior engineers to write code without AI assistance during an initial fluency building phase. A concrete falsifiable signal was proposed: rising maintenance costs on code bases built primarily with AI assistance, as engineers who lack deep understanding of the code inherit it. If that pattern materializes in the next 2 to 3 years, it would constitute meaningful evidence that skill atrophy is a real and inadequately addressed risk.